Hello. Welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called Old Man Oak. In the weird wildlands west of Woodville, there lived a mysterious being named Old Man Oak. He looked sort of like an oak tree stick person, except his hair was an actual bush that grew real red berries, and his beard was made of living moss. He lived in a cozy house under some tree roots that stuck out from the ground. At first, the Woodville animals were interested in learning more about this strange guy, but then they visited him and decided he wasn't that exciting. Even Texas Tommy, who Kitty found exceedingly boring, agreed. Texas Tommy said, "Old Man Oak is so boring. I mean, all he does is talk about lichen and moss and stones and stuff like that." Kitty said, "Okay, Meowmy, then I'll never go visit that guy." For if there was one thing Kitty hated, it was being bored. But then, one windy October day, Kitty got caught out in the woods when it began to rain. And she went, "Ah, I need shelter." And she looked all around for somewhere to wait out the rainstorm. And she saw smoke pouring from a tiny chimney in a house under the roots of an ancient oak tree. Kitty said, "Oh man, that must be Old Man Oak's house. Well, at least I'll be dry there. I hate being wet more than I hate being bored." So Kitty ran to Old Man Oak's little house and knocked on the door. Coo, coo, coo. Old Man Oak opened the door, and he said, "Oh, hello, what's your name?" Kitty said, "My name's Kitty. Can I come in from the rain, please?" And Old Man Oak said, of course, come in and get warm. I'll go make you some tea." Thanks. So Kitty sat in front of the fire in Old Man Oak's living room. Old Man Oak gave her a moss towel to dry off with, and then he brought her some pine needle tea in an acorn cup. And then he talked about roots and mulch and leaf litter, or things like that. Kitty wasn't sure exactly what they talked about, as she got bored and her mind drifted off. After about an hour, Old Man Oak stood and stretched. "Oh, well, looks like the rain has stopped." And Kitty jumped up. "Oh, yep, well, I guess that means it's time for me to go." And then she remembered, in Westland, it was customary to exchange gifts with your host when it was time to leave. "Oh no," she thought, "I don't have anything to give him." All she had in her pocket was a used tissue that she had used to blow her nose. But it would have to do. She gave the crumpled up tissue to Old Man Oak and said, "This is for you." But to her surprise, Old Man Oak was delighted. He said, "Wow, what an amazing present, thank you." And then he went into a back room to get a present for Kitty. It was a perfectly round space crystal full of swirling shapes and colors. And Old Man Oak said, "This is a dream stone. It absorbs your dreams and keeps them safe so you can look at them anytime you want." Kitty said, "Wow, Meowmy, thanks. That's amazing." And she looked into the dream stone and she could see some of Old Man Oak's dreams. It was like watching little movies. Kitty said, "But how does a space crystal absorb anything? I thought it was the hardest stuff in the universe." And Old Man Oak said, "Well, space crystal is hard, but it's also very good at absorbing things that can't be seen or measured, like dreams and love and ideas and spirits and magic, things like that." Kitty said, "Well, cool, thanks, Meowmy." And Kitty went back to her cabin, but already she was thinking of visiting Old Man Oak again. She thought, "If I got such a cool present in exchange for used tissue, imagine what great things I could get if I gave a better present. Doesn't matter if I have to be bored for an hour, I'll get a really cool thing." So the very next day, she returned to Old Man Oak's house. This time, she brought an expensive golden ring with her. Old Man Oak was excited to see Kitty again. He said, "Oh, come in." Well, they drank pine needle tea and ate acorn muffins, and Old Man Oak talked about, I don't know, pebbles and raindrops and what it's like to be a hill, maybe? Stuff like that. Kitty didn't really pay attention. She just waited for him to be done so they could exchange presents. Finally, it was time to go, and Kitty said, "Here," and she handed Old Man Oak the golden ring. She said, "A present for your hospitality." But Old Man Oak said, "Thank you," and he didn't look very happy. He gave Kitty a bent twig in return. Kitty was disappointed, but she tried not to show it. Thanks. And then she walked home, and she thought about her visits and went, okay, when I gave a crummy gift, I got a great one. When I gave a great gift, I got a crummy one. So, tomorrow I'll bring something really crummy. The next day she went to see Old Man Oak again, and they had pine needle tea and acorn muffins, and Old Man Oak probably talked about brooks and minnows and swamp gas. Kitty didn't really listen. She just let her mind wander until it was time to go. And then she said, here, and she handed Old Man Oak a dirty sock with a hole in it, for you and your kindness. At first, Old Man Oak didn't say anything. Kitty worried that maybe she had gone too far and had offended the old man. But at last he whistled.
Wow, Kitty, this is amazing. Let me get a suitable present for you.
And Old Man Oak went into a back room and returned with an old wooden box covered in strange symbols and runes. And he said,
this is full of freedom fire. If you open it, the fire can release your friends from imprisonment.
Kitty said, wow, cool.
It just doesn't work on the person who opens the box.
Kitty said, oh, that's okay. Well, Kitty visited Old Man Oak many times that month, and every time she would bring a little piece of trash, and every time she would get something very extraordinary in return. She got a wallet that never ran out of money, a boat that could fold up and fit in her pocket, a magic stick that lit up like a torch, a book full of ever-changing stories, and many other cool gifts. But she still ignored Old Man Oak's stories, although she began to like the soothing sound of his voice and the familiar smell of his home. Well, one cold day, the day after Halloween, Kitty gave Old Man Oak a moldy piece of banana peel. And in return, he gave her a magical camera.
He said, this is a future camera. Every picture you take shows exactly one day in the future.
Kitty said, cool, thanks, Meowmy. And then she took a selfie with Old Man Oak. Well, Kitty brought the camera home and got the picture developed that night. But when she saw the picture, she gasped. The photograph showed Kitty, with tears in her eyes, carrying Old Man Oak's dead body.
Meowmy, he dies tomorrow? Oh no!
Kitty rushed to Old Man Oak's house the first thing in the morning, and he didn't answer when she knocked. So she pushed open the door and ran into his house. Old Man Oak was still alive, but he was in bed and he looked very weak.
He said, oh, sorry, Kitty. I feel a little bit sick today. I don't think I can make tea.
Kitty said, oh, that's okay. I'll make it for you. So that day, Kitty made the pine needle tea and acorn biscuits. And she asked Old Man Oak to tell some stories. This time, she made sure to really listen. She thought, it's the last time he'll ever tell stories. He deserves to have someone pay attention. So she sat at the end of his bed and really listened. And she found that his stories were actually kind of interesting. He talked about the way moss grows, and the strange habits of salamanders, and what it was like to be a forsythia bush in springtime. There wasn't a lot of excitement in his stories, but they were beautiful and interesting because they showed how much he loved each little thing in nature. Kitty wondered how the old guy knew so much. And at last Old Man Oak said, oh, I'm getting tired, Kitty. I think I need to take a little nap. And Kitty nodded sadly, for she knew that he would never wake up. And Old Man Oak said, I must give you a gift since you made tea and listened to my tales. Kitty said, no, that's okay, Meowmy. Your friendship and stories have been gift enough. And then Old Man Oak sat up, with difficulty. And he said, I will give you the word. Kitty said, the word?
Yes, the word that can create a world.
Kitty said, wow, Meowmy, what is it?
Well, I can't say it.
Oh.
Here.
Old Man Oak wrote a series of strange symbols on a little piece of birch bark paper. And then he handed the paper to Kitty and he said,
eat this.
Okay. So Kitty ate the little slip of birch bark paper with the strange symbols on it. And then she knew the word. Ah, she said. And Old Man Oak said,
it may come in handy someday.
Kitty said, thank you, Meowmy.
I've enjoyed spending time with you, Kitty. Thank you for listening to my stories.
Kitty said, oh, thank you. Your stories were very interesting. And Old Man Oak smiled and closed his eyes. A few minutes later, he took one last breath and died. Kitty took Old Man Oak's body outside and she buried him in the rich, loamy soil behind the oak tree. And she said, goodbye, my friend. She looked around at the forest and saw it as if for the first time, the pools of mist glimmering in the low places, the dewdrops shining on fallen leaves, the pale clouds that promised rain. It all seemed so beautiful, suddenly. And thank you, Kitty murmured, for everything. Well, that's the end of the story of Old Man Oak. The next story is a story about when Kitty and Doggy first came to Magic Woods, and it's called Under the Dark Early Tree. Good night.